This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Andon Lee. First name is Andon, A-N-D-E-N. Last name is Lee, L-E-E, Lee. Date of birth, 4-14-2021. This letter is being written to Dr. Khoi Nguyen. First name is Khoi, K-H-O-I. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Address 1693 Flanagan Drive, Suite 101, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-274-1339. Fax number 408-274-0446. Dear Dr. Khoi, K-H-O-I, Khoi Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Thank you for asking me to see this 22-month-old baby. Please strike it. Thank you for asking me to see this 22-month-old baby in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. I was very fortunate enough to get a decent Vietnamese interpreter and thus obtained a pretty good history, period. This little child had a rash, significant generalized hives on October 9th of last year, in the evening period. Family is not sure if there was any new food that was given to him, period. Prior to occurrence of these hives, he has been eating just about anything and had never experienced any allergic reaction, period. There has been no history of any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, angioedema, shortness of breath, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. He was given Benadryl in emergency room and subsequently recovered, period. There may have been a minor viral infection of some sort, but history is not very suggestive of any obvious instigating factor, period. There is no history of any asthma or any significant allergies in past, period. However, there is an 8-year-old sibling who has dry skin and may have a peanut allergy, but no other details were available, period. Physical examination revealed a very pleasant 21-month-old who had dry skin, but no other abnormality was detected, period. As you know, this youngster can eat just about everything, including cakes, cookies, and drink milk, and has eaten many other products containing eggs and milk, period. He has been drinking eggs. He has been drinking milk after formula was discontinued without any problem, period. He has also eaten many other different foods without any significant problem, period. You had done some RAS testing and there was some positive reactions and obvious and certainly allergy. Consideration of allergy to foods is quite relevant, period. However, his total IgE is 51, which is normal, and that is quite reassuring, period. He had minor positive reactions to milk and eggs. on component tests, on component testing, and that would tell me his allergies are probably very minor. Period. He can certainly eat any products with milk and cheese in baked and heated form. Period. Certainly, if he has more reactions, then we may need to do some oral challenges. Period. Overall, I think this youngster would do quite well, period. Brief skin testing was completely negative. Thus, brief skin testing revealed very minor reaction to milk, but no reaction to anything else, period. I don't believe this reaction is very suggestive of any significant allergic disease process, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dry skin. Number two, no evidence of any significant IgE type allergy. Number three, no evidence of any anaphylaxis. Number four, possibly very low grade allergy to milk, fresh milk, period. I am recommending Benadryl 2 ml, 2.5 ml be utilized for any hives if needed. I am also recommending that only heated and baked milk products be consumed, and certainly we can re-evaluate and test him in one more year, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well. As always, I appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Andon Lee.